Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
And so is 92.3 FM Talk. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. We're covering all of Northern Nevada for you, thanks to you, because of what you want to talk about. 884-9910, those are the talk lines. And, of course, always at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. I'm not going to talk about being cut off three times driving to work. I'm not going to talk about jumping out of bed at the last minute and running in here. And, you know, it couldn't even be more manic today. At least I got here on time. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to talk about things that obviously other people don't want to talk about. Because this is getting really, really serious to the point that there's no going back. And I am so concerned, not only for our community, but for our country, that it's keeping me, I know, awake sometimes. It was a very frantic, frantic week, basically. I had to resign from one of my charities just for the fact that I'm working my tail off to get other things done. But Friday, of course, we had CPAC. So I went down there, interviewed some great people. Had Matt Schlapp on, had, Alex Watson. So proud to say he's the social media director for College Republicans at UNR. Yes, the College Republicans are starting back up again. Actually, their first meeting is today at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Check it out. Even if you're not a college student, if you're just a good conservative Republican, you want to help them. Yeah, voice is a little stiff from this weekend. But that is what we need. We need to get those voices, that next generation. The ones who are being persecuted for speaking up on the university campuses. And I'll tell you more later, but Charlie Kirk is actually coming to town. He is an absolute... I wish I could stand in front of liberals and speak with the intelligence and the integrity and the patience that Charlie Kirk has. You know, at some point you push me and I'm going to pop off at you. I hate to say that because we have to be respectful and, you know, listen to learn or learn to listen and be able to speak back. But, you know, you keep pushing the buttons and people are going to pop off. But Charlie doesn't seem, he has the ability not to do that. So I can't wait to see that. And that's open to everybody. And it's free. You just have to go on to Turning Point USA or you can go on to Eventbrite and just search Charlie Kirk. So we got through CPAC West. It was a fantastic event besides Alex and Caitlin and Matt Schlapp and Matthew Whitaker speaking about the trade war with China and, you know, what's going on in the country and how important Nevada is. Also got a chance to speak with the representatives from Turning Point USA. Got a chance to speak with, actually, my very last interview of the day. Scared the hell out of the man because I sent my husband running after him, but Don Gustafson, he was there. He may not be in office right now, but he's still watching. He's still paying attention to what's going on. And had a chance to talk to Adam Laxalt, Andy Matthews, Morning in Nevada PAC. And again, remind people of how important Nevada is. Then the next day I got up bright and early and headed down to Corley Ranch in Minden, Gardnerville. Just outside of Gardnerville. Beautiful ranch. Amazing people there. Around 1,200. I wish it would have been a little bit more overcast so people weren't so, you know, hot and out in the sun. But they provided great tents and seats for everybody. And then I get an unfortunate email that, you know, how come the bigwigs, the Amadeus and the Settlemyers and the, you know, Matt and Mercedes Slapp and Matthew Whitaker and Corey Lewandowski and the big one, Mick Mulvaney. They isolate themselves and stay in their little tent and in the barn and the VIP area and mingle with it. No, they weren't. You know, I'm a podunk from Reno, so yeah, I was back and forth in between. I don't think I sat down for more than, you know, 30 minutes of the entire 6 hours I was there. But that's because I have the freedom to do that. They don't. I can tell you, when the speakers were out there speaking on stage, there was nobody in that white tent that was next to it in the VIP area. Nobody but the volunteers. Because people were constantly coming in and out, being driven in and out. Why? Because they flew in just for this event. They drove in. People were doing meetings all day Friday. They were doing meetings, you know, before, during, and after the Basque Fry. And then they had to get on a plane and get back out of here. Never ever think that when a dignitary comes to town, that they're ignoring the people. They're not. Matthew Whitaker was just at an event in Iowa. You know, they still have full-time jobs. But they want to be here. They want to let you know. They want to give you that message in person that we are important. Very important. I met some wonderful Republicans who have decided to put their name and lives on the line from the scrutiny that Democrats are going to, well, bombard them with, tear them apart with, especially for CD 3 and 4 down in Las Vegas. And the reason they came up here was to show the importance of how badly they need the help of Northern Nevada to help take over Clark County. Because believe it or not, this is the more ideal area. There are people who would rather live in Reno, Tahoe, Carson City, and commute back for work to Las Vegas. And they know that. So they came up here to talk to everybody, to you and me who know people in Clark County, that say, hey, you've got to go to this guy's fundraisers. You've got to get this guy elected. It's the message. It's getting it out there. It's getting the word out there. So don't ever think you're being ignored when people fly in. More than likely, they're going to fly right back out. But they took that time in their busy schedule to come here and just talk, give you a message personally, so it couldn't be bastardized by the media. They wanted to be up on stage and talk to you directly. And then Sunday. I put a lot of miles on my car this weekend, but that's okay. Then Sunday, we had our recall Sisolak rally in Minden. I would have loved to have seen more people there. I'm grateful for the people that were there. This movement will not succeed unless you support it. What does Sisolak have to do to make you stand up and say, this guy's a cancer and he needs to be out? We can't wait another 2 years to vote this guy out. We need to get him out now. We need to show Southern Nevada, we need to show Clark County that you guys don't get to make all of the decisions for law-abiding citizens. I'm sorry, let me say that again. For law-abiding American citizens. What is it going to take? Is it going to take that horrendous abortion bill for preteens that he signed? Is it going to take the gas taxes on the rurals? Is it going to take the meters on wells, domestic wells for the rurals? Are you just thinking to yourself, oh, I live in Washoe County, I don't have to worry about that? Huh. Is it going to take the red flag laws that he's putting on your Second Amendment rights? It's not going to stop there, people. You think he just, you know, did away with the sanctuary state thing? No. He just pushed through and, you know, signed those 1,500 bills that only a few should have even been on his desk. There's more in the works. What is it going to take for you to support fightfornevada.com, recall Sisolak, Facebook, the internet? It's out there. It's putting a free bumper sticker on your car. It's spreading the word about the website. We have people coming into this state from Washington, D.C., to help us fight. If you don't think that we are California enough yet, you just wait until next year. Just wait. There's a lot more coming. And if you're willing to put up with it, that sucks. I guess I'm just going to have to work even harder. And those people out there who are trying to recall Sisolak, who put on all these rallies, won almost every single weekend, especially through October. I'll get the calendar up. There are actually counties that they ain't doing nothing. Why? Well, either because they don't think that their voice matters, or they don't think that it can actually happen. We're going to prove them wrong, because it has to happen. Or forget about California-ing our Nevada. It's already happened. You want to talk about it, 884-9910. But again, what is it going to take for you to finally say something and do something? KKFT, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'd love to hear from you today at monica@991fmtalk.com. You can stream the show live or check out some of the suggested websites I have for you as well at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be right back after this. And will continue to be your voice for Northern Nevada on KKFT. FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. So let's do this and get those voices for Nevada out. Addison is on the line. Hi, Addison. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica. It's Addison. I was in the studio a couple weeks ago. I'm with the U.S. Rifle Team.
And, hi, Addison.
How are you?
I'm good.
So I had announced on the radio that I was going to be out in front of Sportsman's raffling off tickets to support the team. And The team leadership decided to move the drawing up to this coming weekend while we're at the F-Class Nationals are in Raton, New Mexico this coming week. And so they're going to do the drawing there instead. So the drawing will happen before I was going to do the sell the raffle tickets in front of Sportsman's. So I won't be able to do that. So I just wanted to let you know and let the listeners know that if they were planning on coming out, I won't be there.
Yes, because I am so thankful now that I got my tickets while you were in the studio. Addison, let's talk about this and how can people get tickets. First off, what do the sale of the tickets help for?
So they help pay for the expenses of going to South Africa in 2021. So all in all, I think it's going to be about 40 members of the rifle team need plane tickets, hotels, buses, meals, that sort of thing, going from wherever they live in the U.S. To Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to Johannesburg, and then the stuff that we need to live there for a couple weeks while we do the national championship, or I'm sorry, that's the world championships, not the nationals. That's what it goes to support, sending us all over there.
So to represent with support the for USAA. The world. Exactly. So for that support for 2021, will you be having another raffle or something before that time?
I think that there's different ways you can support that are going to happen. I'm not sure what they are. I think they might do another raffle, but nothing is for sure at this moment. So this raffle is basically what we have so far.
All right. So describe the firearms once again, and let's get some tickets sold.
Okay. So there is a Kelbley NYX precision rifle that's got an Atlas action. This is kind of like a PRS long range type thing. It's got a Krieger barrel and a Bixen Andy trigger, which is all top of the line stuff. Kelbley makes really, really nice stuff. In fact, the rifle that I compete with is a Kelbley action. So the other one is Pierce Engineering, and that's a 6.5 Creedmoor rifle on a Pierce action, which is they're known for their really light titanium actions. It's got a Manor stock and a Brux barrel. And then the last one is an Accuracy X. It's a one-of-a-kind pistol. It's red, white, and blue. It's all fancy. It's a 1911 pistol. It has the U.S. Rifle Team logo on it, and it's the grips are red, white, and blue. The barrel and the trigger are blue and red, respectively. And so that is the other prize. So there's three prizes.
I know I'm supporting the rifle team, but I want the pistol. I want the 1911.
That's what everybody says. It is a cool looking pistol. You can go online and look at these prizes. So my company is hosting a place where you can buy them. We don't get anything from the drawing. It's just a place where you can go online and buy them. And that's Reloading International. If you just punch that into Google, Reloading International, or whatever conservative friendly browser you want to use, just Reloading International will come up, and then if you just hit raffle ticket in the search bar, it'll come up with what you want. You can click on those and you can see it on the site. You can see pictures of the prizes that can be won. It's one ticket for $10, three tickets for $25, and the drawing
that is a great price too
coming Saturday night.
This coming Saturday night, it's not going to be locally, so we'll announce, hopefully the winner is here locally, and we'll announce it.
Yeah.
But please, go on to the site right now, support the U.S. Rifle Team. You know, we don't have a UNR Rifle Team anymore, so we've got to support them before they go away. This is just the way society is going right now. So, Addison, again, Thank you so much. I will keep pushing this all week for you because I still have the information that you gave me for the website and everything like that. But I appreciate you calling in today and letting everybody know that the time and date has been changed and the urgency is now if you want to get in on that raffle, because I try to push it for you as much as I can. And now we'll push it even harder.
Well, I really appreciate that. I've gotten great support from the locals here in Reno. It's an honor to represent you guys at the not only at the nationals at the national level, but also at the World Championships with the U.S. Rifle Team. Thank you so much, and thank you for your support too. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Addison, and I can't think of supporting a better team. So have a great time for this week and get going and get us some more national titles. Here goes Addison. So let's do this again. You know, this is how important things are. It's called support. It's called buying raffle tickets. It's called, you know, going to rallies. It's called just putting a bumper sticker on your car if you have to. That's what it's all about. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local voice for all of Northern Nevada at 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk and the home of Fox News on KKFT. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, as well as 92.3 FM in Yerington, Smith Valley. And I don't like that line, if it affects you. It all affects you. Everything affects you in one way or another. You have to understand that. 884-9910 if you'd like to get your voice heard today, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And John, you are absolutely right. Californication is the better word to use. Californication. And it just, it's horrible. The things that are going on, absolutely horrible. And I just sent off to another one of my producers. I have my main handler, Dan, and then I have my auxiliary production team. That would be Jerry. He's going to update the website and the poll question, hopefully he can get it up in time for me, is going to be, do you think the bombing of the Saudi oil field is a setup? Huh, imagine that. Everything's going fine. You know, we're letting Iran do their thing and throw their temper tantrum and doing what they will with the ships and everything, since they're not supposed to be getting any of this stuff. So they supposedly retaliate by bombing an oil field. I don't mean to be, you know, suspicious of everything, but I am. I'm very suspicious that this isn't just one of those things to draw us in once again. Now, the Saudis are big boys. They've got money. Hell, they just bought a Da Vinci painting for their Louvre, their new Louvre that they're putting together, $400 million. I think the Saudis can handle putting something together to put out this oil fire and to retaliate against Iran on their own. There's that world scene again, that world police that people push us in, that we have to be involved. Why? We're the world's second largest oil producer. Why are we making the Saudis rich? So they can build islands. They actually build islands with dream homes on them. We're making them rich. We're making other countries rich, other dirty politicians rich, while you and I are fighting over gas taxes, over metering domestic wells, over affordable housing, apartments for somebody who doesn't want to have a roommate, somebody who wants to live on their own, that's less than $1,000 a month. I don't get where all these people are hiding or on a waiting list to get into this town, because there's a whole hell of a lot of apartments being built down off of Mount Rose Highway, right there at the summit. There's a hell of a lot of apartments being built over on Arrow Creek. There are homes being built out on the other side of the freeway in Damani Ranch. Don't even get me started on what they're trying to build out in the North Valleys. Doesn't it make you suspicious at all how people keep screaming that, you know, we need housing, we need housing? And yet we have all of this available housing. We have houses for rent. We have houses for sale. We have apartments for rent. We have condos for sale. Nothing's affordable for what people make here. I don't know who they're planning on for the future. I guess all those Tesla, you know, employees that were going to be skyrocketing. I know I have listeners that work at Tesla. But where's the housing for the people that is $400 and $500 a month that's safe and decent, not roach infested, or they have to walk over needles to get to? Just seems like Saudi Arabia to me is a distraction. And they want you to be distracted because there are other things happening that you need to focus on. You need to focus on why someone can just walk in to a voting location, register to vote, and vote. Why? Talk about voter fraud. Why? Because people were being apathetic and we let this last election get away to Clark County, put the Democrats in control. Even here, Jill Dickman should be sitting in the assembly right now. What's going on? I know I talk about and I scream about it's the minutia right here at home. It's the city council, it's the commission, it's the state, it's the everybody that you have to keep your eye on. But it's also DC. Isn't it interesting that one of the toughest national security advisors, who's all about his own agenda of policing the world, by the way, he is asked to resign and leaves office, and then just a few days later, Saudi oil fields are bombed by Iran. Imagine that. Coincidence? or attacked on purpose. Focus on whatever you need to focus on. If you see, or if you say, I need to focus on my kids, I need to focus on work. That's all well and good. But if you don't focus on these other things, well, your kids start learning that there are 18, or somebody told me the other day, 33 different, you know, genders that, you know, they're going to know more about sex in the third grade than you ever knew in college. They're not teaching people, or they're not teaching kids how to abstain. They're not teaching kids how to want a better life for themselves. And if they want a family, have a better life for themselves. They're teaching them how to rely on the government, how to do other things. I'm suspicious. I guess. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Dave this morning. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Monica. It was good to meet you at the Bass Fry.
It was nice for you to take those sunglasses off and see that face in person and say, I know Dave. Dave, what would you like to talk about?
Wasn't it great? The people that didn't come to that missed a great speakers. I thought Mick Mulvaney was fantastic.
He was awesome.
Enjoyed that. So, hey,
that was the only time I actually sat down and really listened to what the speaker was saying was when Mick was up there. I know Amadei and, you know, I know what he has to say.
We've heard them. No, they're great guys. Back them 100%. You don't mind a couple of, did you hear that President Trump is going to start deporting Democrats across the border? And Mexico said, we're putting up a wall.
I knew something was coming because I was just going to say, Dave, well, it's about time.
I had to throw that in there. What can I say? Then I heard another one that President Trump, the day after he's elected president, he's going to start a hotline for Suicide Watch for Democrats.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would think he
would. I would not be surprised.
He likes Democrats. He likes people in general.
Yes, he does.
He's not cold-hearted, so I think he would do that.
You know, Dave, I know you're just kidding, but it's sad because it takes me back to when Trump won and all of those tears and all of those crying faces and the looks on people's faces that, yeah, it was the end of the world for them. And even though that's a joke, I know you were making a joke, it's like it might actually be necessary in 2020 because, you know, you and I know that we're going to do everything we can to make sure he wins. But, you know, what do you focus on good stuff? What do you think about this thing going on in Iran and Saudi Arabia right now? What's your opinion on that?
You got to know the history, the history of Muslim religion. You have to know the history, and I'm not bringing this up. I'm not prejudiced against it. I'm just saying you have to know the history of it. And if you study the history, it goes way back in biblical times. And when you do that, you will find out their whole religion is based on hate. Do you know Bridget Gabriel?
Yep.
You heard of her? Okay.
Yep.
Bridget wrote a book, and I recommend that people read it. And it's called Because They Hate. And it's her life story of being in Lebanon and a Lebanese little girl and growing up and what happened coming into her country and her whole story. And you'll see more of the truth of really what's going on. It's nothing new, but it is exactly what is there, Pompeo? It's exactly what he's pointing the finger at, because they're liars and deceivers, and it's based on their religion and because they hate, and they're going to attack. And so,
it says in their religion to keep your enemies close as friends and deceive, you know, for when the time is right. But, you know, Dave, do you know where we get the term thug?
Thug? No.
Yeah. It's from the time of the thuggy.
Oh. Okay.
And it's back in those biblical times of, you know, the murders, the robbers and the people that were trying to control, and they killed millions in the name of their religion. You know, people think that this is just happening now, and it's not. This has been going on for thousands of years.
And it's not the first time the United States has ever encountered it. What's the song, the Marine to the Halls of
Montezuma?
Yes, Montezuma. Do you know what that's about? That's where the Muslims attacked, and they had to go in there and deal with them there.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Yeah.
And we just need to.
You and I can have a conversation on this, because they don't teach things in history anymore.
No.
It's about, you know, history has nothing to do with education. So, Dave, I could talk to you for hours on end. I got to go. I got to take a quick break here. But thank you so much for calling and putting a smile on my face, because I needed that. I was getting off on a little bit for a Monday. KKFT 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, and, of course, 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about your free speech right here. 884-9910 on KKFT. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Tim is on his way in. He'll be here after the Fox News break at the top of the hour, McGivney, and we're going to be talking about the homeless situation, all kinds of new things. I still go back to last week when some wonderful people sent me pictures of outside the park where they go. And, I mean, poor Virginia and her husband. This is where they want to be. This is where they want to stay. This is where they want to live out their retirement. But in some areas, you can't even go outside without that feeling you're going to be accosted. Yet, you know what? They want to take away your Second Amendment rights. So you can't even protect yourself. You got to start driving around the area. If you do not believe what we're talking about, that they did a story last week about how people are just parking on the street now in and around San Francisco. There is actually I don't know if they're a full-fledged company. Who knows if they're actually paying taxes, but they're renting junk vans for the homeless to park on the street and live in. So they have a little bit something more substantial than a tent. $400 a month. Do you believe it? $400 a month. These tents are popping up everywhere. Again, I asked you earlier, what is it going to take? It may not be in your neighborhood yet, but I can guarantee you it will be. We have a friend here right now from Japan, Shingo. And he came out for the air races. So my husband took him to the air races yesterday so he could see the Blue Angels. Amazing time. Oh, the Thunderbirds. I was in Minden at a rally. How am I supposed to remember? And it was embarrassing going downtown to take him to dinner. Just embarrassing. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.